Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Yeah, Marilyn, you know, this time of year, sometimes all we want to do is crawl under the covers. It's dark, it's cold, and we think, oh, sleeping more would be great. But this time of year, many of my patients are coming in, even though, you know, we want to basically sleep. I know it's cold. We want to hibernate. But a lot of my patients will come in this time of year with sleep issues. And one of the issues is the results of missing out on a good night's sleep can really undermine our efforts with nutrition and fitness. And our body actually needs sleep to regenerate and experience the benefits of, for example, getting ourselves better. And so let's talk a little bit about why we need sleep and some ways to improve our sleep. So one of the things sleep does, we really need it for energy conservation. We need it for hormone release and regulation. A lot of this work that our body does happens at night. We need it for muscle repair, processing and organizing memories, and strengthening our immune system. So if we don't sleep enough or if we're not getting good sleep, sometimes that can contribute to things like mental health issues, weight gain and metabolic concerns, a weakened immunity, and sometimes we see, especially patients they're tired, so they might have more accidents, for example. So let's talk about a couple of ways to improve our sleep or our sleep hygiene. So one of the most important things, of course, is diet. And things like stimulants, like caffeine, for example, alcohol before bedtime, they can really interfere with our ability to sleep. Things like spicy and overly spicy foods can actually make our sleep more distracted. We might not be able to fall asleep as well. Avoiding blue light. This is a really important thing that I focus on with patients because blue light emitted from, for example, electronic devices actually tricks our body into thinking it's daytime. So, for example, if we're spending too much time on the computer, that can actually interfere with our body's ability to fall asleep. So I usually recommend at least 2 to 3 hours, which seems like a long time, but at least a minimum of 1 hour before bedtime to really avoiding computer screen time, for example. We really want to create a sleep-friendly environment. It's important to work with your body's natural rhythms. So a cool, dark environment actually signals that it's nighttime and our body will release more melatonin. That's our sleep hormone. And one study found that the room temperature is one of the most important factors in the quality of sleep. So not having our room too warm at night is also important. And exercising wisely. So a regular exercise routine actually really helps us fall asleep, but we really want to avoid intense activities at least 2 hours before bedtime. Again, researchers have found a positive effect on sleep from regular exercise, things like yoga and strength training. And yoga, for example, and stretching is something that I often recommend maybe an hour before bedtime because it really relaxes the body. So if people have some questions, if they're having difficulty with sleep, they can certainly give me a call. My number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, 905-707-2001. If you call that number, you get a complimentary consultation. You can have a conversation about sleep, about weight loss, about dealing with your health naturally on any level. Dr. Betty will answer your questions and set you on the right course. That's Dr. Betty Rosendahl, 905-707-2001. Dr. Betty, thank you for that good information. I plan to have a good night's sleep tonight and every night, thanks to you.
Thank you so much, Marilyn, and have a good night.
Thank you.